Yeah, go on, Holmes. Delicious.
It's a local speciality, a very old recipe.
Not at the moment, thank you.
Oh, just as you like. Perhaps later. I must say, when I heard you were staying here, gentlemen, it really did give me quite a thrill. I'm an avid reader of your work, Doctor.
You're very kind, Mr. Roundhead.
And the thought of actually meeting Mr. Holmes... Oh, and yourself, of course.
On holiday, are you?
Something of the sort.
Now, why else would they be here, Mr. Tregennis? Our little community has its faults, God knows, but serious crime is not one of them. Are you sure you won't take some more tea, Mr. Holmes?
It was extremely kind of him to invite us over.
He very nearly succeeded in boring me to death.
Oh, come on now. It would at least have been a novel method of murder, to say nothing of disproving his comments about the purity of his parish. What did you make of Tregennis?
Just your typical taciturn Cornishman.
Yes, well, I dare say if I lodged with the Reverend Mr. Roundhay, I'd be subdued into silence, too.
Brace yourself. I think we're about to meet another of the locals.
Yes, and at least this one isn't wielding a teapot and a cake stand.
He hasn't seen us.
Good afternoon. Hello?
That's odd. I could have sworn he was coming this way.
So he was.
Someone else who likes his own company.
I fancy we've just had a distant glimpse of a local celebrity.
Leon Sterndale? You really think so?
Oh, he certainly has the build, and it would explain his less than enthusiastic response to your greeting.
Ah, it would. Good Lord. Dr. Leon Sterndale. I thought he was still in Africa.
Perhaps he's finally succeeded in killing every lion on the continent.
He does do other things. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't know half as much about the place as we do. Not to mention the scientific discoveries, the cultural information...
There was some things. Two cases of rampant hero worship in one afternoon is more than I can stand.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you were supposed to be safeguarding my health, not endangering it.
Mind you, murder by over-enthusiasm. I don't believe that's ever been done.
Really, Holmes, can't you keep your mind off death, even on a lovely day like this?
Savage daylight. Harsh, deceitful. Cursed day that burns forever. When will this light be gone? When will the night return?
Wagner?
Wagner.
Yes, I thought so. I recognize the sense of humor.
Well, that's better.
Now, come on. Let's get you back.
Mr. Holmes.
Mr. Roundhay, Mr. Tregennis, what's happened?
It's a special providence that you're here, Mr. Holmes.
That's right enough, sir.
What has happened?
Gentlemen, Mr. Holmes has been very ill. He's here to rest.
But, Doctor, the most extraordinary and mysterious affair has occurred.
When I left them last night, they were well and happy.
Details, gentlemen, details.
Doctor, I appreciate your attitude, but, Mr. Holmes, in all England, you're the one man we need.
Mr. Tregennis, how did you hear about this tragedy?
I was out for a walk before breakfast. I met Dr. Richards. He was on his way there.
To Tredanic Water.
That's
the name of the house.
Yes. He told me he'd been sent for. I went with him, naturally.
Did he know what was wrong at that stage?
No.
Who sent for him? Watson, why aren't you taking notes?
Holmes, you're not up to this.
Mr. Tregennis.
It was Mrs. Porter, the housekeeper.
She made the discovery.
She did, sir. And when I'd seen it for myself...
Well, the poor devil came back home to the vicarage, and I brought him straight to you. Easy, Mr. Tregennis. You must forgive him, gentlemen.
I think you'll have to pull to the side, Vicar.
Doctor?
There's another carriage coming.
Oh, there. Oh, my Lord.
Mr. Tregennis. It's all right, Vicar. I know who it is. Oh, God. George and Owen, my brothers. They're taking them to Helston, to to the lunatic asylum.